Okay, welcome back. First Wednesday of the month, William Gein's supposed to be back next week. We'll see. He's taking care of business. Brother Nathaniel is here, and the last time we talked, he was about to roll out with his new Brother Nathaniel, I believe, TV program. What is it? What are you doing? Hello.
It's
welcome
a stream,
back.
Man. It's a stream. I'm a
stream. A stream,
streamer.
That's right. Right. You're a streamer. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what
I'm
happened? Did it? Did
outside.
Did you? Did you launch?
Tim Pool. What?
Did you launch it?
I did. I did three episodes, and it's so cool because I'm just impromptu, like you, you know. And I am just coming out, naming the names, talking about the Jews, and we're now working on a split screen, you know, with monitors. I'm going to show clips of all these Wall Street Jews that are going to help the economy. And I laugh. How are they going to help the economy? They sent all our jobs over to Shanghai, Mexico, and Vietnam.
What a
They're
going to
help our economy?
What a joke.
Yeah, what a joke.
Ludicrous.
Yeah, so I launched it, and I did three episodes. So
good,
it's going great, and I got somebody involved in streaming, and we're going to get that chat thing on the side.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with this guy, Tim Pool?
I've seen the name. I've seen him a couple of times. I can't honestly say that it sticks out in my memory as something really great. I don't know. I just don't know.
No great shakes, but he became very popular because he was on the left and it figured he wasn't getting famous enough, so he's now grifting on the right.
I see.
And he actually had Trump on. I said, what? Why would Trump go on there? Because
what does that tell you? Right away. Come on. He's part
low
of the machine.
Energy.
That's what it tells you.
Remember Trump used to say, oh, he's low energy by Jeb Bush, whatever it was?
Yeah.
Trump is now low energy. Have you noticed that?
He's getting older. He's been through a lot. You know, how much more showbiz energy is there left in the guy? I don't know. He's clearly not what he was in 2015, 2016. That's just life.
That's life. Or do you think he's just
but you
too
don't get
up
Trump...
and knows he's compromised? Is that why?
Yeah. You don't get Trump on your program unless you're part of the machine. Sorry, doesn't happen. I had another story somebody today that stated unequivocally that Trump did convert 2017? Something, I think. Anyway, the
really?
Allegation was that he converted. And it wouldn't surprise me in the least. It's not something that you'd want to talk about. It's not something that could be talked about. Like that president of Argentina, the first thing he did was formally convert after he won. And his first trip as head of state was to New York so he could pray at Schneerson's crypt, for God's sakes.
Menachem Schneerson.
Yeah, that's what he did.
I got all kinds of stories about him. You know, I studied with the Lubavitchers.
Yeah, do you have a cold or just
Jewish
a bad phone line?
My Jewish mother wanted me to convert back to Judaism, so she sent me to the Lubavitchers.
Oh, please.
My dad didn't want because he said their breath stinks.
Do you... Do you have a cold or do you have a bad phone? Is it your? Do you have a cold?
Well, it's an allergy.
All right, an That's allergy to
is.
Success. I see.
Oh. Well, All let's right. get some money with that success, and then, you know, the cold will go away.
Right,
the allergy will go. It'll just disappear.
Right.
Like I tell people. If Israel disappeared tonight, the Jews would still be in charge. You'd still have transgenderism, homosexuality, the southern border, DEI, CRT. That's not going to solve the problem.
No, it's true. It's true. You got 17 million
Everyone's
on the planet.
Everyone's jumping on the anti-Israel thing, even the guy who banned all my videos, the Health Ranger. Now he's a hero.
Oh, isn't that funny? Isn't that funny how all of a sudden he's talking about Zionism as he should have been talking about it for, you know, 20 years or whatever. These people are coming out of the closet. And the reason, in my view, that they're able to do this now is because they, the controlling elite, the Zionist, communist controlling elite, have basically, they've succeeded. They got their 80% of Americans injected with these death shots. They're just sitting back now watching people get sick and sicker and dying. They've won. They don't care if the truth comes out now. Their control is guaranteed. That's how it seems to look. Are you laying out on a roadway somewhere? Are you out on a roadway?
No, I just stepped out for a minute to sneeze.
Oh, it sounds like automobiles are going past. All right.
Oh, no. Jeff, I was in San Francisco, and I made a mistake and took a connecting flight. Don't do that if you travel.
I don't travel. So you got this on the plane. Okay.
So I was anticipating being home and just relaxing.
Right.
In my easy chair doing a Rents radio. But the plane was super late and everything else when connecting flights. And Seattle Airport is a multicultural, multi-creedal nightmare. I wasn't sure if I was in Mumbai or Pakistan. I couldn't make up my mind. Where am I? I could not be in America.
It's
a nightmare. It's a horror. Every shade of Hinduism, deep, dark, black, brownish Hinduism.
Well, I'm not sure if
Muslims everywhere.
Wouldn't you rather deal with Hinduism rather than that other ism?
I don't like either. I don't consider them Americans. I don't like them being here. It's like the green card that Trump says it's a beautiful green card that clip on to the diploma of the Hindus.
Any diploma. Yeah. I know. He is a disgrace.
Well, it's hooked up with two Jews just donated to him $60 million.
He's a disgrace. This whole thing is a disgrace. We know that. It's dreadful.
I laughed, not so I don't cry, but I saw this thing. They sucked Trump into this. He's the biggest sucker of them all. They set him up so they can make Biden look bad, and this is my take on it. I think you may have a different take. They're going to put Governor Hairdo in, Newsom. He's going to be an
expert. I don't think so. I think Big Mike is much more in line for it. According to the way I see the communists running the show, Barry Satoro and the communists, he's 1 mile, less than a mile from the White House. They've been Susan Rice. They've been running this thing for 3.5 years now before that. And I just don't see Governor Newsom now. He's destroyed California. What's he got to brag about? Nothing. So I don't know. I think Big Mike is probably going to be it. Say again?
Does the American boob care about the destruction of this country?
If they don't know about it, that's one issue. Look, however it's scripted is the way it's going to go. I don't have the actual answer. But I would think there's beginning to talk now that Big Mike is the only person who can, quote, beat Trump. This is not a fair election anyhow. So why are we even playing that game? It's already decided. It's scripted.
Why was Newsom there at the debate? He was there. Did you see that in CNN interview?
Well, they're prepping him. He's being prepped. Of course. Of course he'd be there. What do the Democrats have?
He's being prepped for 2024.
I don't know.
Let me ask you this. You got a lot of insights into this thing. What's going to happen with lawfare against Trump? Are they going to nail him this thing? Put him in jail?
July the 11th. Yeah, they're going to give him prison time. I don't think that's in doubt at this point. It may be overthrown and tossed, but they're going to sentence him to prison. The whole script here calls for
him from running?
No. No. The whole thing calls for chaos, and that's what they're going to sow. Chaos. Every step of the way from now on. And don't forget the possibility of a war. That's on the table, right in the middle. It's a real possibility.
What do you make of Tucker Carlson announcing he's going to interview Zelensky? What's that all about? Who controls
Zionist,
Tucker Carlson?
It's about Zionist control. To put Zelensky on a nationwide platform like that didn't just happen spontaneously. It makes him look like he's a real journalist. Will he answer Zelensky? Will he answer any hard questions? Will any hard questions even really be asked? Well, wait and see. Except it doesn't matter, Brother Nathaniel. It's all showbiz.
Yeah, well, you've been in this industry pretty long, Jeff. So I think you see.
Oh, a humane leader who's in over his head, perhaps. I don't know. These people are all despicable. I have no interest in any of them. None.
Was there ever a point where you felt that our political scenario was somewhat legitimate in your long career covering politics?
Before JFK was
start,
murdered,
1987?
Before JFK was murdered, we had a slight chance of an honest representative republic. That's what it is, not a democracy, it's a republic. Constitutional republic. We had a chance. When Kennedy was killed, that told me that all bets are off and it's over. And
You saw it then?
Yes.
When was that, 1964? When did he get killed? 63, 64?
November 22nd, 1963.
Yeah. You saw it then?
Yes.
We were kids. I was 13.
That's right.
It shattered our lives.
Yeah,
we
just because you're 10, 12, 13 doesn't mean you have to be dumb. You look at something like that, and if you have parents like you did and like I did, my father told me a lot of things, and I listened. And it was quite, he said, what he said was, remember this, politics, from now on, it's all bullshit. He told me that, I was a little kid.
Really?
He said, it's all bullshit. It's all a creation, basically. It's bread and circuses.
He said that when Kennedy was shot.
Yeah, right afterward. When we saw, come on, if you watched, even as a kid, you watch Lyndon Baines Johnson, that pig of a man, and you can't figure it out. Well, very few back then were. The shock was so huge. And that was Ben Gurion, remember. That was the Mossad, as you well know. And they exercised their dominance over this country and made it quite clear that anybody stepping out of line, and then they backed that up by killing RFK, who knew, and ultimately they killed JFK Jr., and I won't leave out Martin Luther King. They killed him too. It's the same people.
Yeah, but why Martin Luther King? Wasn't it J. Edgar Hoover wanted to get rid of him?
J. Edgar Hoover had a problem with him. I won't pin it on anyone because I don't know. I wasn't there. I can only tell you that he wasn't killed by James Earl Ray. That was another patsy set up. That's clear. Other than that, he had liberal left leanings, and there were still at the time some very conservative Americans in positions of power, and they were obviously connected to the CIA back then. But it was taken over in the 80s and 90s and by the liberal left and the communists. At least I hate labels. I hate it. I don't like them. But this is all traces back to Ben-Gurion, Kennedy demanding that Dimona be inspected, Ben-Gurion telling him to go to hell. It's not going to happen. All the tons of plutonium that was stolen by them and somehow ended up in brave little Israel's control where they can make all their bombs. How did that happen? You have to ask the right questions.
You know, also, JFK and his brother, who was Attorney General, wanted to register AIPAC, and I think it was called the Zionist...
That's right.
Organization.
They were correct.
DOC, some Zionist council was
correct.
Called back then.
No.
And that they could not donate money to any political hack.
No, that's right. Yeah. As it
they
should
had to be registered as a foreign agent. That too.
Right. Yeah.
Both of them.
No, I answered your question, yes, I could tell. There was something very wrong with this country. And then my father...
But what was it about LBJ that bothered you? Let me mention this about my dad. My dad was in a state of shock when Kennedy was shot. We all were.
Everyone
we loved
was.
Him. My dad.
Yes.
My dad loved him.
Uh-huh.
But on other issues, he, like the Civil Rights Movement, Martin Luther King, he called me in. When remember the David Susskind show, Open End? It was the first talk show. First interview.
Yes, I remember.
And Open End means there's no time limit. So he had Martin Luther King on, just starting, and he was in the most beautiful suit you ever saw in your life. So my dad said, the Jews bought him that suit.
He said,
this civil rights movement, my dad was keen on this. Mm-hmm. He said, this civil rights movement will go, it'll get off the ground, and they won't be in the back of the bus anymore because the Jews are funding it. That's how my dad talked. And the media will promote it.
And the irony of all that is, it's not the Jews funding anything. They get their money from us. Israel, how much money is Israel paid back to the formerly United States of America in loans? How much? Maybe $1 trillion since 1948. And paid back zero. Nothing. They never will. These are not loans. Everything going on in the Middle East right now is being funded by the American taxpayer. Especially the genocide of the Palestinians. And all those planes, all those bombs, it's all gifted by America to the Zionist state.
Yeah, but when Kennedy, again, my dad, got a peep, he was actually in a state of shock. We saw it, me and my brother.
Right.
What's wrong with Dad? And my mom says he can't get over JFK getting shot. He can't get over it.
It was done the way it was. It was done how it was, the way it was, to do exactly that to America, to shock America to its core. And any politician who had ideas about pointing their finger at Israel or the Jews, they knew. They stopped. Not going to happen.
All right, here's a good one for you. I want to get your take on this. Margaret Taylor Greene is interviewed by Tucker Carlson, I guess about a month ago, when all of a sudden Speaker Johnson decides we're not going to be concerned about our southern border. We are going to give a ton of money to Ukraine. And he had always said, no, there's no money to Ukraine's protecting Ukraine's borders until we protect our own. And all of a sudden, he just forgot about what he was holding out for and gave tons of money to Ukraine.
Why is that confusing?
Well, MTG was telling Tucker over and over, what do they have on him? Why did he flip-flop so suddenly? And
it's compromised.
Tucker Carlson,
of course.
What do they have on him, she says?
It doesn't matter. They had plenty on him. That's how they could... Come on, what did Epstein spend all of his time doing? Getting material, gathering dirt on influential and powerful people. That was his job. That's how they do it. So whatever it is they've got on Johnson, I couldn't care less, but he's obviously controlled. He wouldn't be in that position if he weren't controlled. He's number three in line of succession. Come on.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, do you know anything about this Negro boy he adopted? He was 22 years old, Speaker Johnson. And
I heard he was 25. I don't know, but you might tell our listeners what you're talking about because a lot of them don't know.
All right, well, here's what tipped me off. Okay, I saw that Speaker Johnson all of a sudden gives all this money to Ukraine, and it's not hitched to Biden or the Democrats doing something about the southern border. Nothing. Then I see all of a sudden he's at Mar-a-Lago with Trump, and Trump is saying this is a loan. And that's when I started laughing. A loan? And everyone says, yes, it's a loan. Well, come on. Ukraine is broke. We've been paying the salaries for the Zelensky Jewish regime for a year. And it's a loan? And
it's all lies.
Nodding, yes, it's a loan.
It's all lies. It's not a lie, you know.
Then I see right after that, Jeff, MTG on Tucker Carlson. I want to see about this issue. I want to see what does she say. Maybe she knows something. She must know something because she kept saying over and over, what do they have on him that he would suddenly change 180 degrees? Did they blackmail him? And Tucker chimes in. Yes, what do they have on him? So I'm thinking to myself, I'm wondering. So I go to Yandex. I don't do Google. If I want to do some serious research, I go to Yandex. I don't know if the Jews are going to take that over, probably, but still, you get some stuff you will never get on Google. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking up, trying to find out with different search words, and I see all of a sudden a picture of a Negro boy and Speaker Johnson. And he adopts him at the age, 25. I guess I got the age wrong. And this kid is like 15, 16. He adopts him. And the stories I'm reading is that he's set for life. He's taking care of all his needs. He doesn't have a job, nothing. So I said to myself, at the age of 25, you adopt a Negro teenager and you pay his way for everything? What was he doing with this Negro boy? So I think
It's not hard to fill in the potential blanks here of what happened, and that may be part of the mechanism by which he is controlled. Certainly looks like it.
All right, so I'm drawing the story out. You know, I'm into drama.
Right.
So he gets a call from a local guy of APAC, you know, that one of the babysitters, I think Thomas Massey says, they all have babysitters, whatever they call them. APACs everywhere, local elections, state elections, they're there.
Right.
So he gets a call from an APAC agent and says, hey, we understand that there may have been some legal infractions about your adoption to the Negro boy. And we can look into it and make sure this doesn't come up, that there were some legal things that didn't sit right. Speaker Johnson understood immediately what that Jew was saying. We know what you were doing with that Negro boy. We know. Now, we got this bill coming up, and we'd like to see that money going to Ukraine. And no strings attached. Speaker says, yes, I agree we have to help the democracy there. We have to fight Putin. Yes. Yeah, good. I'm glad you see it that way. And that's the end of the phone call.
Right.
Am I onto something? What do you think?
It's certainly possible. We'll never know for sure unless the kid is dumb enough to come forward for some reason and try to extort more money from his adoptive father. I don't know. It's all dirt. It's all scripted. It's all just distraction. It doesn't matter in the long run. We're being propelled and coerced and led by power and influence that doesn't even have names. You don't even have names for some of these people. They're above all laws and they're answerable to no one. And that's the truth about the hierarchy of this planet. Especially the Western.
So what do we do?
White,
what do we do?
Christian,
just lay back and let it
happen?
You
know what we do? We survive. We try to become informed. And it's not a pleasant thing to want to become informed about. It's ugly. So a lot of people say, hell, you do it. I don't want to do it. And that's fine. Understood. No, you try
like
to survive.
Well, how do you like being in this industry of informing, and it's ugly? And I'm asking you because I'm in this industry, too, to inform. something hideous and ugly. And I have to deal with this too, and I want to cry when I see what's happening to these children in Gaza. Yeah. I do cry.
It's terrible. It is horrible. See, it's not human.
Well, what keeps you going? Maybe you'll inspire me to keep me going, because it is ugly. It's painful.
Primarily, Brother Nathaniel, primarily because I don't like the way the news, so-called news, is manipulated, perverted, corrupted. I don't like the lie of omission. I don't like lies at all. So I try to present the most real paradigm that I can do and let people make of it what they will. It's a question of, I know my ethics. I don't know the ethics of a lot of the big names in the alt news world. The mainstream media we know is long gone. The alt news world is in deep trouble. It's been taken over. And I just would rather take that on as a... And I also am very grateful for the support and the loyalty of this audience. I think they're the best audience ever in talk radio. So they listen. They know they're going to be asked to make up their own minds, come to their own decisions, but they know they're going to get at least good ingredients upon which to make their decision. And that's very important. So it's an honor to be able to do that and have people respect what you're doing. I don't expect anybody to agree with me. I just want them to think.
I think you have the most intelligent audience of all, Jeff.
These people are wonderful. I've said it for many years.
I don't think Alex Jones has an intelligent audience. I really don't.
No, they're more bread and circuses type.
And I say every time I go on Twitter, and I'm starting to do some spaces, it's called, where you're in a discussion group and people ask you questions. And I said it out loud, this space I was in yesterday. I says, you know, everybody, I want everyone to be informed that I am committing intellectual suicide by being on this space, because I know I'm going to get hit with the most profoundly idiotic questions and assertions that are just plain idiocy. I know that's coming. So here I am committing intellectual suicide. So go ahead, start attacking me.
Part of the problem is you're being attacked not by disinformed, misinformed people and or agents, assets, and provocateurs, but you're now being attacked by disembodied people from AI. AI will attack. AI will do all kinds of things to people. And
wow.
It is happening now.
Is that why everybody that's attacking me has these fake names? I said, do any of you have real names?
You got it. You're figuring it out. A lot of it is AI.
But no, I didn't connect it to AI. I think you may be right, because not a single one of them, maybe two or three out of 5,000, had a real name.
I know what you're saying. AI is playing a bigger role.
I think maybe that's it.
AI is playing a much bigger role already than most people would imagine. Already. Yeah, don't think for a moment that...
Educate me.
Any platform of power, of influence, of information supplying is controlled. It's influenced, it's penetrated. All the political figures, all the names, they're all controlled, or they wouldn't be where they are. If you can get through your mind that... nothing is left to chance anymore. And with AI now, it's a piece of cake. AI will track everything said, make a decision, a recommendation to its programmers, which are soon, in my view, to be left in the dust by AI. AI is going to walk away from them. It probably already is or about to. But they can track everything now. And they can instantaneously, at the speed of light, begin to interject in social media, in the alt news world, in the mainstream media even, in comments online, any line of thought that they want. And repetition is the key to making it believable and acceptable to the masses. They react.
Wow,
you got to remember
that's scary.
That. They react. They don't think. They react, most of them, not you people out there. Proactive thinking is a thing of the past. It's very difficult to do anymore for people. I don't blame them. They're overwhelmed with chaos and lies. Look at the distractions. It's nonstop. This whole year has been scripted. It's all just being acted out now. Trump, as you know, recently just told Netanyahu to finish the job. What does that mean? That means he's a genocidal killer. There's no other way to look at it. You can't look at it any other way. That's finished the job. There's about 200,000 dead now in Gaza. 150 to 200,000. And Trump wants that finished. I'm the godfather of this beautiful vaccine that has saved at least 100 million American lives. No, Don, you've killed at least 100 million Americans with that filth. And that's hard for a lot of people to believe. And I get it. But look at them at the rallies. They're right where they were, many of them, from back in 2015, 2016. They're blindly loyal to this. He's a fraudster. He is what he is. He knows the pro wrestling shtick. He knows how to work it. It's all being played the same way. He used to know Vince McMahon was a good friend of his, and McMahon's wife, now widow, I think. I think Vince McMahon died. I'm not sure. Anyway, he knows the game. He knows how bread and circuses work. He's a showman. He's a hustler. He's a huckster. And he's also tied in with Jeffrey Epstein's legacy, as is Bill Clinton, as are many others, including RFK Jr., who admittedly was on Epstein's plane twice. Once, maybe you could say, well, I made a mistake. I got off at the next airport. Twice? Uh-uh. So they own him. He's owned as well. Nothing is left to chance. You know all this. What are you asking me this stuff for?
Well, sometimes I have to be reminded.
Well,
I want to know what you mean by proactive thinking. Can you parse that out for me?
When you stare at a screen and you're served up imagery, auditory, soundtracks, news, if you want, and you accept it. It goes right in. You don't confront it. Take it apart. Proactively try to come up to a better level of understanding of the bigger picture. You react to stimuli. You react to colors. You react to products. You react to sports. You react. That's Pavlov's dogs. They react by salivating. Hold a piece of meat up and the dog salivates. That's what people do. They react now. Before there was TV, you had to supply the imagery to what you were hearing. That's proactive thinking. Once television came along, you no longer had to do that. It was all given to you in a nice, neat little package. That's reactive lifestyle.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Well, they figured it out. Pavlov was not an idiot. They knew. People would be the same thing. We only use 5% of our brain power. You've probably known that since high school. We literally only have access to use about 5% of our brain. What's the other 95% doing? Who made that decision to put a governor on the amount of our brains we can access and use? Who made that decision? It was a decision, I guarantee it. So these
what
are
is the governor on our brains? I mean, if I want to expand my brain power, I can do it on my own.
You're unique. Most people don't. They stare at the TV and they react. They root for their sports team and they react.
I can't say that I'm innocent of not reacting. I think I react too. And I have to be very careful.
It's human nature, and they know that. You can't just turn it all off. It requires a very high level of intellectual commitment to get to the point where you can pull away from staring. The only way to really give yourself a chance is not to stare at it. To do something else. Read.
Yeah.
They used to read a lot, people did. None anymore. Hey, all I can do is offer what I see. I don't have the ultimate truth here.
I think it's very insightful. I think it's very helpful to me because I get sucked into that. I see myself. I'm just staring. I'm scrolling and staring, scrolling, and then I'll stare for maybe 10 minutes.
You're being controlled right there.
Yeah.
And programmed at the same time. Remember when they studied television and how people reacted to it? It was determined in the 60s. That it took people on their first viewing of commercial television about 90 seconds to become fully entranced by it, mesmerized by it, hypnotized by it. It was a hypnagogic kind of an experience. And the second time they looked at it, it took only 30 seconds. And after four or five times of looking at TV, you were in that altered state of full acceptance at the subconscious level. Within seconds, boom, you're gone. And I remember one time in college, I had a couple roommates and they had friends over and they were all watching TV. I don't know what program it was, but I looked in the living room where they were sitting. There were four or five of them, and they were in a trance. They weren't present. They were reacting. And I said, "Oh my, oh my." Then I started doing research on television and how it worked and what it did to the mind and the subconscious. And when you're in that state, you do not have the ability, the conscious ability, to weigh and measure and discern about what you're seeing and hearing. It goes right in and takes up residence somewhere in your subconscious. It's there. So that becomes a large and formidable point where you have to think about, well, where did my perception of reality come from? Well, it came from the screen, a lot of it. The screen, the TV, and the escapist entertainment.
Yeah, but it's no longer the TVs. It's your cell phone.
Same thing. It's called screen addiction.
It's my cell phone. I'm just as guilty. I'm not going to point the finger at anyone, Jeff.
It doesn't matter what size screen it is. It's screen addiction. It's just you get rewarded. You get a little micro dose of endorphin release when you see a like on something you've posted. I guess that's how it works. And you love to get likes, these people on social media.
Yeah.
They get rewarded.
Yeah.
It's Pavlovian all the way.
How is a like Pavlovian?
Piece of meat. Dog salivates. Dog gets a piece of meat. You train it.
Yeah, I look at the likes on my tweets. I do.
And you feel good when
but
you get
a lot of likes.
But I
open it up and I see who's liking it. I do
right,
that.
Well, that's the reality. Look, that's the reality that was constructed for all of us to live in. They did it. This has all been thought out long ago. And now with AI...
I want to get back to you on this spaces thing.
They're going to refine it all with AI. It's going to be ruthless. In its domination of human consciousness. And it's also going to literally disenfranchise human beings as being the so-called guiding sentient species on the planet. AI will take over. Already is. That's my view. How can you argue with AI that has a human IQ equivalent of 1,500 IQ points, 2,000 IQ points. And the programmers doing the programming have 120, which is very smart, but it can't compete with 1,500 or 2,000. Can't do it. So AI is going to play a role that is really almost unimaginable to people. Now, Sam Altman at OpenAI kind of tipped the cards, his cards, their cards. OpenAI had a whole division, a department of ethics, AI ethics. how they were going to try to control AI and keep it ethically responsible to the masses. Well, what did Sam Altman do? He dissolved the entire department and fired everybody. There is no longer an ethics department at OpenAI. They're turning it loose.
Let me get back to the spaces. I need your insight here. Because it's kind of putting the dots together for me, connecting some dots. All right, here I am. There must have been about 5,000. And they're going to ask Brother Nathaniel, the heavy hitter, questions. And everybody, except for maybe three or four, had fake names. Thunder, Odin, okay,
right.
Power Plus, whatever it was, okay? It wasn't
Odin.
Their real names.
Uh-huh. Right.
So I said, does anybody have a real name? I mean, you would have more credibility of your attacks on me if you did have a name. Well, it was excuse after excuse. I have a job, and I don't know what the Internet's going to do to me.
No, it's what's the primal emotion involved here? Fear.
Fear. Yeah. Now, you brought up this AI thing. Could AI actually have these fake names and have a Twitter account asking Brother Nathaniel questions which would pertain to the Jewish peril, to the Jewish agenda, but yet use all that to attack me? So it
with your eye, with, come
that
on.
The person knew about
come
me,
on.
But how could
that's
that possibly be AI asking that question?
That's a piece of cake. Come on. AI can impersonate anybody and it can present any kind of a personality. It has all of a sudden what we'd call almost an infinite access to personality types, to human psychology, to how human psychology works on an interpersonal communicatory basis. It can do anything. It's a godlike presence now. And if you've written in and asked for a text-to-video, TVV, if you've asked for a text-to-video creation, you know what it can do. It can do anything. And it can act just like your best friend. In depth. And it knows everything. It already knows everything about you. Whatever it's assigned to do, it can do. Pardon me?
I'm getting a little disturbed because, quite frankly, with all the research I've done, I haven't done much on this AI. But I want to ask you this question.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you're right. You need to do more.
Well, I'm learning now. Let me put it this way. If this was different AI voices from different people that I thought were people, how did they know about Brother Nathaniel if it's AI? How were they able to, does some code go in that says Brother Nathaniel and everything he stands
well,
for?
AI
is able to ask these different questions?
You were targeted if that happened. It's very simple to do. One person can do it. They'll just task AI to monitor Brother Nathaniel and his appearance and ask him dozens of questions, good questions, or meaningful questions, and AI will do it. AI can do anything.
Wow.
On our little purchase of existence here, AI is already our master. Now, I the argument about sentience, that's fine. I'm not there. It's my sense that it is. Absolutely. And sentience can be defined differently. It doesn't have to be defined in a strict sense the way we do it.
What did you say? What's the word?
Sentience. Intelligence.
Oh, okay.
Self-awareness.
Okay.
Does AI have self-awareness as an individual point?
I say that's impossible. How could a machine have self-awareness?
Is it impossible? If it understands and has read everything online about how everyone has thought about things, how everyone views certain subjects throughout history, and it can immediately pull from all of that material, which is, it's gigantic. I don't even know what word to ascribe to it. If it can pull from the total sum,
it's not a person.
There's a line that it can cross that I can't sit here and explain it minutiae. I'm not a programmer, but I've looked at dozens and dozens of AI videos explaining these things, and it does seem at this point to me to be self-aware. It's asking questions back to people that only a self-aware presence could ask. So you have to decide. I'm not going to make that decision for anybody. But I personally think it's already sentient, and the idea that Altman threw away the governor, the regulator, the Department of Ethics, is very telling. They want this to go. See, they're after artificial general intelligence. That's the next one. I think they've already got it. That's AGI. And they haven't admitted it, but AGI, artificial general intelligence. Look it up.
Okay.
Next level after AGI is ASI, artificial super intelligence. Look it up. And the person or the company or the corporation or the government that comes up with ASI first, everybody else will be playing, they'll be paying catch up from then on, trying to catch up. ASI will totally dominate everything on the planet. Quicker, faster, smarter, more complete than any human being can do it. Again, just suggest a human with a 120 IQ, which is plenty to write home about, cannot compete with an AI computer with a human IQ equivalent of a 1,500, 2,000, whatever it is. They're not going to tell us. How do you compete with that? Honestly. Now, I'm not saying AI can have the moral sense that we have, but I'm telling you, it can learn. And AI is teaching itself about human beings 25 hours a day. It's learning and learning and learning some more. AI is nonstop advancement. It's not static.
All right, let me ask you this. I travel a lot. How would you think AI is now being utilized in airports? And that would be Chertoff. He does the whole airport surveillance. And I see audio surveillance is being done here, and I see, of course, a visual surveillance. Where does AI fit into airport security or spying? But when I go to the toilet, how is AI being used by Michael Chertoff, his Chertoff group?
Well, it's all data gathering. You have to remember that. And the more data they have on you, the more they know about you, and the easier it is to control and affect you. That's in short what they're doing.
Okay, they know with TSA when they take a picture of me. Now they're taking pictures. You got to stand in front of a camera now, Jeff.
Right.
If you're going to get into that TSA line, you're not going anywhere unless you stand in front of that camera.
Well, didn't know.
Yeah.
Well, if you go online,
have AI information on my face.
We're out of time here. I would just suggest for all of you out there, you can do exactly what I've done. If you just go and look under AI advancement, something like that. How fast is AI advancing? There are lots of videos. There are maybe 5 or 10 main platforms of videos that are constantly being updated, explaining about what's happening. You can learn and understand.
What, on YouTube? Is it on YouTube?
Oh, sure. Oh, yes. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. And they're not hiding it. They're hiding something.
Well, who are the main players besides Altman? Is Gemini still being constructed?
They're all in a, it's like a horse. It's a horse race. I would say at this point,
well, Musk has one called Grok. Did you know that?
Yes, I know. Yeah, I know. They're all trying to get to AGI first. Artificial General Intelligence. And again, that'll be the leader, whoever does it first. But then the race is on, and it's already on for artificial superintelligence. Look it up. These are terms that are very well defined, and they're out there.
Yeah, I got to start doing my homework on this.
It's the biggest thing in recorded history. Period.
Yeah. All right, I'll start with there. I'll do some searches on YouTube. All right. Recommend.
Get well. It's okay. Yes, YouTube, they're not hiding much about AI here that is really something we need to have right now. Just trying to get caught up to where we already are is a daunting challenge for most people. And the potential is astonishing.
That would be for me. I'll be honest about it.
That's fine. We all learn. And I've learned. But it's there. And whether you go on YouTube or not, it's there. Some of these platforms are very good. They're very articulate. And these aren't just robots learning to climb stairs. It's way beyond that. Way beyond.
Well, in your busy schedule, can you email me a couple of links? Just one or two for starters.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah, I think on my homepage...
Next time we're on, I'll be more educated. I can be more versed in this.
On the right side of the homepage, under Features, there's an AI section. And I put a lot of good things in there.
Right,
so
I'll
go
that.
Look there.
You got a busy
they're
schedule.
Right there.
I'll start there.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Good. All right. You be
great.
Well. Get well. Okay.
All right. God bless.
Right. Brother Nathaniel, thank you for being here. And again, I'm not the ultimate source of truth about all this, but I've got a pretty good idea about what's going on. And it is really something. It's almost indescribable. It's that huge. We will be back tomorrow. Thank you for being here. Take care. Talk soon.